ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मथुरायां तथा वज्रं शूरसेनापतिं तथा प्रजापत्यां निरुकेशिम् अग्नि अपिबत् ईश्वर मत्सरायं तथा वज्रम् मत्सरायं तथा वज्रम् शूरसेनापतिं तथा प्रजापत्यां निरूपयिष्यम् प्रजापत्यां निरूपयिष्यम् अग्निनपि परीश्वर अग्निनपि परीश्वर मत्सरायां तथा वज्रम् शूरसेनापतिं तथा प्रजापत्यां निरूपयिष्यम् अग्निनपि परीश्वर मत्सरायां तथा वज्रम् शूरसेनापतिं तथा प्रजापत्यां निरूपयिष्यम् अग्निनपि परीश्वर मत्सरायां तथा वज्रम् तथा also वज्रम् वज्र शूरसेनापतिम् king of the Shurasenas ततः thereafter प्रजापत्याम् प्रजापत्य sacrifice Nirupya, having performed. Ishtim, goal. Agni, fire. Apibat, placed in himself. Ishwaraha, capable. Then he posted Vajra, the son of Aniruddha, grandson of Lord Krishna, at Mathura as the king of the Shurasena. Afterwards, Maharaj Yudhisthira performed a Prajapati sacrifice and placed in himself the fire for quitting household life.
So, Maharaj Yudhisthira first of all appointed his grandson, Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the whole world. Then he distributed only intimate families, because Krishna's family, Yadu dynasty, and this Maharaj Yudhisthira's family, Kuru dynasty, they were related in so many ways by marriage. Maharaj Yudhisthira's mother, Kunti, belonged to the Yadu dynasty, means Krishna's aunt, Krishna's father's sister. Similarly, Arjuna's wife, Subhadra, here is Subhadra, she became the wife of Arjuna, sister of Krishna. So there are so many family relationships. Krishna's family and the Guru family. Krishna was not present Therefore, Maharaj Yudhishthira was taking care of the children, grandsons. As his grandson was posted as emperor, similarly, Krishna's grandson was also situated as the king of Surasena, in which province the Mathura is here, Mathura now. So, you can read the Bhagavad.
Maharaj Yudhisthira, after placing Maharaj Parikshit on the imperial throne of Hastinapur, and after posting Vajra, the grandson of Lord Krishna, as the king of Mathura, accepted the renounced order of life.
Yes. This was the system that one must retire. Just like at the present moment, although people are asking the president, you will retire, you resign, he's not resigned, obstinate, because he knows this is the first and last chance. I'm not going to be elected again. So stick to the post and take as much money as possible. That's all. But formally, they voluntarily retire the king. In India also we have seen so many big politicians, they could not give up their political job. Even Gandhi, I wrote a personal letter to Gandhi that Mahatma Gandhi, you are recognized all over the world as a very pious man, and you are supposed to be very devotee of Bhagavad Gita. Now you have got your independence, you fought for independence, now you have got independence. So I request you to take the teachings of Bhagavad Gita to preach all over the world. That was my request. Because I was thinking of preaching this Bhagavad Gita. So I thought that Gandhi's position is better if he takes up this law, preaching of Bhagavad Gita. Many people will give attention. Just authority is Shrestha. He is a recognized good man. So people will follow. But he did not do so. He stuck up to the politics. And unless he was killed by another opponent party, he did not give up. Similarly, I have seen other politicians also, Jawaharlal Nehru, Pant, they would not give up. Pant was so weak, I have seen, they could not stand him. He was doing like this, always. Still, he would not give up. Similarly, Jawaharlal Nehru, he was paralyzed. Unless he was dead, he could not give up. This is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization is that at a certain age you must retire. Never mind. The age is divided into four parts. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. So, Vedic civilization means varnasram dharma, accepting the institution of four varnas and four ashram, social and spiritual order. For social order, there must be Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and for spiritual order, there must be Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. This is the system. So, unless you accept this institution of Varnasram Dharma, you are not considered as civilized man. Arya, Aryan. Aryan means was making progress under the institution of Varnasram Dharma. That progress means to approach the Supreme Personality of God. That is the goal. But people do not know that. Not only now, formerly also. Vishnu. They do not know what is their ultimate goal of self-interest. Why Maharaj Yudhishthira is taking, retiring from the... So that is not to become king. It's not the ultimate goal of life. No. He has got another ultimate goal of life. He remained as a king as a matter of duty. It's like you work in some office or as a professional man. You work as a lawyer. You work as an engineer. You work as a medical man. That you can do. Because you have to do something to livelihood. It doesn't matter. But to become an engineer or to become a scientist or become a medical man or a lawyer, that is not my ultimate goal of life. That is needed to maintain the body and soul together. But that is not ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is to realize God. That is ultimate. For that purpose, you may be what you are, but you must retire. At the present moment, people retire by force or by somewhere, but they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. There are many retired men housed in your country, but they do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. Ultimate goal of life is to understand the Supreme Personality of God. Because in your busy life, you have got very little time. Therefore, after Grihastha life, 50 years after, not that, more than that, panchasodhan manambhari, then you must recharge. It doesn't matter whether you have finished your duty or not. It doesn't matter. You must recharge. And then, after being trained for some time, being retired from the family life, living secluded life, not exactly secluded, but detached from family life. Let the elderly sons, daughters, they can take care of the family, and the husband, wife, they travel to different places of pilgrimage. Again, they come for some time, but without any attachment, as guests in the house of his son. In this way, when he's trained up, then he says to the wife, now you live with your son, they will take care of you, I am taking sannyas. So everyone has to take sannyas. It is not that a particular man simply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to take sannyas. No. That is his obligation. You must. In Buddha philosophy, everyone has to take sannyas and live as a sannyasi for some years. That is their duty. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira prepares himself for becoming sannyasi. Sannyasi means renounce. No more family responsibility, any responsibility. Simply to become pure devotee of the Lord. That is sannyasi. Anasthita karma phalam karjam karma parotija sa sannyasi. What is the sannyasi definition? Sannyasi means he works, but not as the enjoyer of the fruit of the world. levifakar. Everyone, Kormi, Kormi means he is working hard, day and night. But he wants the fruit of the work to enjoy himself. That is Kormi. Sannyasi also will work hard, day and night, but he will not take the fruit. That is for Krishna. That is Sannyasi. Sannyasi means soft. Nasi. Nasi means renounce. And soft means the supreme truth. One who renounces everything for the sake of supreme truth, he is called Sannyasi. That Sannyasi formality is to change the dress. But anyone, just like this Maharaj Vishti, Arjun, and his brothers, they are all sannyas. But still, formality, they accept a sannyas, give up attachment for the house in this way. Because he is king, if he does not set example, then others will not accept sannyas. But
the system of four orders of life and four castes in terms of quality and work, known as the Varnashram and Dharma, is the beginning of real human life. And Maharaj Yudhisthira, as the protector of this system of human activities, timely retired from the active life as a sannyasi, handing over the charge of the administration to a trained prince, Maharaj Pariksit. The scientific system of Varnashram and Dharma divides the human life in four divisions of occupation and four orders of life. The four orders of life, as brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa, are to be followed by all, irrespective of the occupational division. Modern politicians do not wish to retire from active life, even if they are old enough. But Yudhisthira Maharaj, as an ideal king, voluntarily retired from active administrative life.
We are apart from the politicians, because king means he is also a politician. As soon as he speaks of king, he is in politics. So these are the examples. Although you are also a great politician, he has to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. He has to adopt diplomacy, everything. But not that he would forget his real duty. This is perfect civilization, that one should not forget the real duty. The real duty is to fulfill the mission of the human life. The mission of human life is to understand God. And God is there. You cannot deny God is there. But we do not know what is God, what is our relationship with Him, that we do not. Just like in your country, the currency notes are advertised. In God we trust. But if we ask anybody, this is the slogan of your state, what do you know about God? Nobody can do that. They will say it is something like this, something like that, but no, everything vague idea. Nobody knows what is God. Neither he knows how to trust in God. That is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita. What is God and how to trust Him? This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. But the people do not know. They simply have this slogan, in God we trust. Nobody knows what is God. But we are trying to give the contribution. What is God? Not only God, His form, His name, His address, everything we are giving. Here is the form of God, Krishna. If you do not believe that He is not God, then you must say, what is your idea of God? If you do not know what is the idea of God, then you must accept from me. And how can you deny that Krishna is not God? First of all, you have to know what is God. God means the Supreme. That is the dictionary word. Supreme Being. So Krishna is the supreme being. Krishna is the supreme being. He just see supreme. Here we see that each man, he enjoys, and his assistants, his managers, his secretaries, they work. They bring money from business, from factory, and the proprietor enjoys. It's a poor example. Similarly, here is God. He is in the enjoying spirit. He is not going to the office to manage his factory. No, he doesn't go. He simply enjoys. That is the injunction of the Vela. Natas katajam karanacha videgunesanam. What is God? What is God? The idea is given in the Vedas, Upanishad. Natas katajam, first thing is that he has nothing to do, first time. That is first qualification. If he has to do something personal, then he is not God. Tatasatajam karanam se vidyate, natastha sama adhikastha drishyate. Nobody can be equal to him or better than him. This is the definition of God. Any subject matter, suppose opulence, riches, so nobody can be richer than God. Or nobody can be equal with God. This is greatness. God is great. How is it great? That is defined every particular. He is great because nobody equally rich with him. Nobody is richer than him. That is God. Everybody is poorer than him. Therefore, natastha sama. Sama means equal. And odhika means greater. How God can be great? If somebody is greater than him, how God can be? God is great. If somebody is equal to him, then how is great? Just see how the definition is given in perspective. Natastha kajam karananca vidyate. He has nothing to do because he is great. Why he should work? All the subordinates will work. We are all subordinates. Therefore, we shall work for God. But we have made our formula that God shall work for me. God give us our daily bread. We have nothing to do. Simply give us our bread. What is this? But the Vaishnava idea is that without giving bread to God, God will die. Dasarama is thinking, if I do not give Krishna to eat something nice, Krishna will become lean and thin. That is love of God. How to serve Krishna? How to serve God? Srimanmukhi. That is real religion. When we are not to take service from God, but we are ready to give service to God. That is real religion. Savai punsan paro dhanma yato bhakti radhokhati adhokhati. God is beyond our senses. Therefore he is adhokhati. So that is the type of religion which teaches the followers how to serve God, how to love God. That is perfect. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion, no. The followers are trained up how to love God, how to serve God. That is perfect. That is being taught here. In this Krishna consciousness movement, there is no such teaching to ask from God, no, to give everything to God. That is Krishna consciousness. That is required. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj is a devotee, therefore, although he was a powerful emperor, still he is now sacrificing his life for the service of the Lord. This is Bhuvanesha Krishna.
At least at a certain point of your life, you must sacrifice. If you haven't got anything, money, then you can sacrifice your life. Rāna yurathvai vya vācha itāvat janma sāphalnam vihinām yodhīṣu. This human form of life can be perfected. How it can be perfected? And prāna irathai dhyāvāca. Prāna means life. Artha means riches. Prāna irathai dhyā. Dhyā means intelligence. And vāca. Vāca means words. So we have got four things. We have got our life, and everybody has got some riches, either 1 pound or 1 million pounds. Everybody has got something. This is called artha, prana, artha, and everyone has got intelligence. And everyone has got the power to speak. So we have to engage all these four things. Either four or three or two, at least one, we must engage. Prana yathi vya sreya acharanam sada. This is the principle of religion or perfect learn of life. Itavad janma, then our life will be. There are many other shlokas in Bhagavatam. Atapungvi vidyasthesha varnasrama vibhagata sanuskita sadharmasya samsiddhi haripurushana. This varnasrama dharma we have already explained. So, any civilized man must be within this category of varnasrama. Otherwise, he is enemy. Unless you accept some institution of making progress in spiritual life, you are enemy. That is the difference between animal and man. Man has got some institution, some social structure, religious structure, political structure. Otherwise, what is the difference between animals? The animals, they haven't got any president or senate house or parliament or church. That is the difference. So, this varnasrama dharma means one has to accept these principles of varnasrama dharma and act accordingly. A Brahmin should act according to Brahmin principles. Sattva samadama kritikha. The Kshatriya should act accordingly. The Vaishya should act accordingly. The same example as we have given many times, that I have got my head department, arms department, belly department, and leg department. To keep the body free, everyone should act very nice. Brain should work nicely. Arm must be strong. Belly must be fit to digest foodstuff. And leg must work. Similarly, these things in varnasrama dharma is necessary. It is not a convention. It is not a convention that the Hindus or the Indians, there are only Brahmins. No. Here are also Brahmins. Because it is creation of God. God's creation must be there. This Krishna consciousness movement is speaking of who are the Brahmins. They are mixed up. So long, there was no picking up of the Brahmins. Now, by this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, we are picking up the Brahmins. Because there is need of Brahmins. Because brain is not. Brahmins means the brain. They must have knowledge. That is Brahmin. Brahmin in India, the Brahmin is called Pandit, although nowadays he is full number one. So but it is the title of the Brahmin to become Pandit. Pandit. He must know everything. Satyasma. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma tanma svabhava. He must be a very wise man. Jnanam vijnanam, practical application, vijnanam. Jnanam vijnanam astikam. And not nastic, not atheist. Jnanam vijnanam means one must know what is God. That is jnanam. And brahma jnanati iti brahmana. Brahmana means one has already known God. Or Brahma Vastu. Brahma iti Paramatma. Bhagavan is Sadhu. That is Brahma. Therefore, people should go to Brahma. Without becoming a Brahmana, one cannot become Guru. Because if he does not know Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, what kind of Brahman he is and what kind of Guru he is. So, therefore, one must know the ultimate truth. Bhagavan, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. Not silent simply by understanding Brahma or Paramatma, but he must know what is Bhagavan. Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. Bhagavan is Krishna. That is the verdict of the Gita. Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sam. So, a Brahmana, even with good qualification, but if he does not know Krishna, then he cannot become Guru. That is the injunction. Sat karma nipuna vipra. Vipra means Brahma. Nipuna means very smart. One, sat karma. Brahmana's business is six. Patan, patan, jajana, jajana, dana, pratigra. Brahman must be learned. And he must make others learned. That I am learned man, I don't care for others. No. He must teach others to become Brahman. Patan path. Jajan Jajan. He must worship God and he must teach others also how to worship God. Jajan Jajan. Dana Pratigraha. Brahmana's business is not to do any trade or professional. He takes charity. Pratigraha. But Dana. Therefore in India you say, if a Brahman gets 1 lakh of rupees, he still is a beggar. Why? Because he does not keep it. If he gets 1 lakh of rupees now, next moment he'll spend it for Krishna. Dana Pratigya. So, even though one is a spark, Patan Patan Jagan 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 Pratigya, always Nava Guru Rasasya, Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Vishara. He is expert in reciting all the mantras, Vedic mantras. He knows everything. But he is not a Vaishnava. He finds nowadays impersonalized boys, so many Brahmins. They have no idea what is God, who is God. That is God. A Vaishnava. Vaishnava knows what is Vishnu, what is God. But a Vaishnava, non-Vaishnava, they do not know. So, this is the formula that even one Brahma is expert in all knowledge, but he does not know who is God. Guru Nasasya, he cannot become Guru. This is the scripture. Sad Vaishnava Sabacho Guru, but a sapacha means dog eaters. They are considered to be the lowest of the mankind, dog eaters. There are different types of eaters. Cow eaters, goat eaters, and camel eaters, this eaters, that eaters. There are so many. Out of that eaters, one who eats the dog, he is considered the lowest. So, even a person coming from the family of dog eaters, if he knows his God, he can be Guru. This is the intention of the sadhu. One who knows God, he cannot remain dog with us. But sometimes he comes from there. So, but Shastra says, yes, when he has learned the science of God, then he can be accepted as Guru. That is the confirmation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kiva vipra kiva sudra naishikane noa jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru hoy. Who can become Guru? Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become Guru. That is it. It doesn't matter. Kiva vipra, kiva sudra, nesikana. He may be a Brahman, he may be a sudra, he may be a sannyasi, he may be a grihastha. It doesn't matter. He may be European, he may be American, he may be Indian. It doesn't matter. If he knows the science, jai krishna tattva vetta,
same Guru. So it is not limited at a certain country, certain atmosphere, or certain population. Krishna consciousness is open for everyone. So, therefore, our request is that these Europeans and Americans who are taken to Krishna consciousness just become perfect in the understanding of the science and become guru and deliver the whole world. Thank you very much.